Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now, this week I have four, count them, four things that you can do if prospecting makes you nervous. Now, before I give you those four things, I want to talk about a mindset tip that I have for you. You need to understand that all of us as human beings are wired to be cautious. I want you to think about that. I mean, this goes back to like when we were like the caveman era, where, you know, that classic fight or flight thing, and it's perfectly normal for all of us to feel a bit of nervousness. I mean, I have been in sales for 32 years. I still get a little nervous when I pick up the phone. I have done God knows how many speeches in front of the most brutal audience in the world, you guys. I mean, seriously, salespeople, we're the roughest crowd. I've done speeches in front of audience of 1,000 people, and I still get a tad nervous. But now, here's the interesting thing about nervousness and fear and all that kind of stuff. I had a conversation. I always tell this story, so forgive me if you heard it. You get to hear it again. No extra charge. Years ago, my kids were studying martial arts, and I had a really nice conversation with their sensei, and I was talking to him. He does a lot of the MMA fighting and things like that. So here he is. He does a lot of these competitions down in Atlantic City throughout the United States. And you basically, if you've ever watched those types of fights, I mean, people are looking basically to beat the hell out of the other person. Go figure, right? So I asked him, with all these years of training that he's had, and he's been at this since he was a child, and the guy is like pushing 40 years old. I said, do you still get nervous? And, you know, are you still afraid? And he said, it's not that I'm afraid and it's not that I'm nervous. I choose to look at it that I have complete and utter respect for the circumstances. And I said, well, you know, and I was like a bit of a wise ass. Thank God he had a sense of humor. I might not be talking to you now, or I might be talking to you with a few less teeth and a wired jaw. He said, I said to him, you know, is that just kind of like French for, you know, you crap your pants still? And he said, no. And you know, he laughed and he said, no, that's not it, Paul. He said, if I go into that ring and I let fear consume me, I will lose, but what I do is I have respect for the situation, that either I could get seriously hurt in there or my opponent could get seriously hurt. And when I have respect for it, I do what I need to do to make sure that I get the proper outcome. So perhaps there's a lesson right there from somebody who is seriously into martial arts. So having said that, let's get down to business. So first of all, to some things you can do if prospecting gets you nervous. You want to make sure that you really want to start every single day of your existence in the best possible way. I mean, we've all heard that expression, kind of started the day on the wrong side of the bed, but we want to start on the right side of the bed. From the moment you open your eyes, one of the things you want to do, and it works well for me, is begin the day with a gratitude inventory. Just kind of say thank you to someone, whether it be, you know, of a religious nature or to the universe or as more as an affirmation to yourself, and then make a very quick list in like a minute or less or 10 things or 5 things that you are grateful for and that you are looking forward to in that day. And first of all, I mean, imagine that you're instead of like checking your phone immediately, you're immediately putting some positive things into your head, right? And we all know how we feel when we're beginning that with that attitude of gratitude. Next, you don't want to undo that by watching the news. Now, I'm not saying you need to live life in a bubble and be completely, you know, unaware of what's going on in the world. I'm saying that be very careful. I mean, for years, I would start my day almost immediately by watching the news and scanning all the sites. What I do instead is I have my home page set where I could check the news very, very quickly. I scan. I don't spend a lot of time first thing in the morning because, you know, and I certainly don't watch the news on the television because what I found with them, and maybe you found the same thing, they make money on negativity. You see, I don't, though. And that's where the disconnect is. And I really don't want to hear about the 13 murders that happened last night and who's bombing who and who's about to go and invade, you know, which company, you know, country, you know, that kind of thing. So, again, we don't want to live life in a bubble, but I don't think we need to overdose on negativity. Next, the other thing too, if you're big on exercise, probably would be a good day to hit the gym or do some exercise at home to get some energy going. Because what we're looking to do here is get both your mental and your physical energy level up to give you the body armor to go about doing what you're doing. The next thing that you want to do is part of the starting the day right is you want to perhaps have a playlist of music that gets you very pumped up and excited. You want to embrace comedy. Comedy, especially right before you hit the phones, is very, very important. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm sure there's a study somewhere to back this up, but I have found that it's very hard to be nervous after I just pissed my pants. So again, you know, I'm sure there's a study, but I'm just saying. So that's one of the things that that you want to think about. Next, you want to have a really compelling why as to why you're picking up the phone, why you're sending those emails, why you are looking for new business. And none of this, and I don't mean to be a dick about this, none of this because I want to help people and all that. Of course you want to help people, but now let's get selfish. What is in it for you? Yeah, imagine that. I'm actually telling you to be selfish because, you see, the other way, just focusing on that might not be enough for you. So what you want to do is you want to have pictures of all the things that you're working for. Have a collage picture frame. Go on Amazon and get what I had gotten. It's like a 2-foot by 2-foot collage picture frame. It's got a total of 9. I don't know if it's like 6 by 10 frames on it. But I have pictures of all the things that I'm working towards. And you should too. So like perhaps you're working toward that trip. You have that dream vacation you want to take, or maybe that annual family vacation. How about that dream house or college for your kids? How about the new golf clubs? Or just like things that are, you know, that you want to preserve in your life, like being able to go out for a nice dinner and do things with your family and friends and significant other. Hey, and let's not forget too, how about the charities that you're passionate about? I mean, I have a picture of the American Cancer Society. You guys know my wife had a bout with breast cancer. I lost my dad to cancer. My sister-in-law had a bout with cancer. So I've had it in my family. So it's a charity that I'm very passionate about. So now as you're going through the day, you know, you're looking at those pictures maybe when you don't feel like making that call, and you're saying, this is what I am working for. When you have a bad call, and come on, let's be honest, we're going to have a bad call. Somebody's going to be a jerk. You look at those pictures and say, you know, as long as I stay at this and keep getting smarter and understanding why I'm not getting the outcomes that I deserve, I'm going to keep moving a step closer to these pictures with every single action. The next thing that you can do is use the Pomodoro technique. The Pomodoro technique is kind of cool. And I don't know how they came up with this number, but I believe it is the number that they use is either 22 or 25 minutes. You set a timer. And they say set an egg timer, but I don't know. I mean, it's like the 21st century. I'm thinking there's like, you know, like use the app on your phone like I do, you know, or, you know, you could use an egg timer. I really don't get it. But anyway, and maybe that's the key to the success, that you have to have some archaic use of technology. But anyway, set your timer, they say, for about 25 minutes, and you do an activity, and it keeps you very focused. You don't allow any interruptions. That's what you do. But where I disagree a little bit with the actual number of minutes on the Pomodoro technique is that I think in sales, if you were to set a timer for about 25 minutes, many times you're just getting warmed up at about that mark, and to kill it at that point, I think is cutting your results short. So my advice is this, set that timer for like 30 to 45 minutes, and you're going to do several of these 30 to 45 minute call bursts throughout the day. I mean, you can't just do that and say it's done unless you are absolutely brilliant on the phone, and if you are, I need to like have a Wayne's World, I am not worthy moment with you. you because that's just freaking awesome. But set these throughout the day. But the reason why this will help you is because, especially if you're nervous, now you're not focusing on 6 hours on the phone or 3 hours on the phone. You're focusing on the fact that I've just got to do 30 to 45 minutes. It's also going to make you more productive because you're not allowing inbound calls during that time. You are not checking your emails. You're not checking all those pop-ups. You are remaining laser focused. So you want to do that. And last but not least, you need to invest the time and money and do the work to get better. And many people in sales are into sports, right? I mean, we are constantly using all these sports analogies, especially now that we come into sales kickoff meeting time of year. God knows how many motivational speakers are going to be talking to you and using sports analogies. But I want you to think about your, and I'm going to be no different, obviously, as I proceed. I want you to realize that your favorite sports teams, when you look at them as they take the field, are they whimpering and being a bunch of pusses on the field and just like, you know, crapping their pants? Or do they seem somewhat confident? Now, you might say, but they're just confident people. Oh, but I beg to differ. You know, they got that way, not just because of the way they were wired. They got that way is because they put in the work. And they have coaches that kick their ass. Imagine that. How about those of you who like watching a lot of that Ultimate Fighting, right? Do those people seem confident out there? I mean, I'm looking at these things and they're staring each other down, beating the hell out of each other. They seem pretty damn confident, even when they're getting their ass kicked. But here's the thing. They put in the work. They have coaches that kick their ass, but now you need to put in the work and train tougher than the situation calls for. I mean, seriously, you do. You can't avoid it. And when you have moments like this where you're listening to a sales thought leader or you're reading their content, don't you dare leave that without some kind of a decision to actually try what they just taught you. Because otherwise, you're just having like a Netflix moment. You're just being entertained. And that might be why you're not getting the results that you need to get. You're consuming lots of things, but you're not getting out there and having the balls to try it. So first of all, that is your first invitation today. Have the balls to try these things. The next thing too, and it really has to do with investing the time and money. Before we wrap up, I want you to know we have two programs coming up. Both of them you need to be in. I'm not going to be nice about it. I'm going to be blunt and in your face about it. We have two programs that are coming up that are going to help coach you and help you to put in the work. Imagine that. Right? Completely reinforcing today's message. We have our Prospect Like a Pro course coming up on December 9th. We're like, I think, what, about 16 days out from that? It's no longer like a month away. So if this interests you, this is a program that's going to focus totally on your phone skills. So if you're a person who loves to cling to the phone, this is going to kick your ass and make you better. If you want to learn more about it, visit yoursalesplaybook.com/phone. yoursalesplaybook.com/phone. And then on January 20th, we have our How to Hunt More Effectively online program coming up. And that program is designed to help you use everything in your arsenal to get in front of more opportunities. It's not just the phone. It's how to use snail mail and FedEx and emails and referrals, warm introductions, social networking, traditional networking. So there's a lot of things there that we're going to cover. And the reason why this one is extremely timely is because right now, until this Friday, November 27th, there is a really sweet, all caps, sweet, $150 discount on an early registration sale. So if either one of these interests you, my advice to you is to seriously get up off the rear end, sign up, start doing the work. This whole business of consuming information and not doing anything with it and not investing in yourself is going to give you a 2016 that was no different than 2015. If we really want to make some changes, Let's get off our ass and do something about it. And of course, if you're interested in putting two or more into the class, email me, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com for special discounts and extras that we throw in. And with that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am inviting you to seriously consider these four ideas that I shared with you today that you can do if prospecting makes you nervous. Let's have a great week. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, everyone. Let's go sell something. Talk to you soon.